TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling the fumes. Blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that. How my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like the thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that. How my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile. And my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good. Across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would. And the ones who said I couldn't do it, wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad. Trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags. But I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that. How my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
You cold wanna be with me?
Girl, it's hard, it ain't funny. Can't go, don't know if she want me
on my money, so I'm being free, cause I ain't sure, and I'm living the life you might call insecure.
I'm a nice individualistic, that's not materialistic. Now being egotistic, I just like a individualistic. The body artistic, a little bit of lipstick. Those are the type of girls that make the doctor.
Well, I'm definitely a lover, hard when I'm undercover. I'll do kinky things for you if you swear not to tell your mother. I push, but I will shove ya as long as I'm above ya. When I leave, just promise me can't go to sleep in the mouth.
I want the girl with action, the Joe and Janet Jackson. I hate the dark, I want the light to watch the scene reaction. Against all relaxing, prepare for steady waxing. When you leave, you must be evil, what satisfaction.
Girl, you wanna be with me? Because I need someone to be with, someone to talk to. You cold wanna be with me? Because you need someone to be with, someone to talk to.
A lot of these girls trying to play the role. Every time I see them, they're on the stroll. Teasing the fellas, wearing tight pants, leading us on after a slow dance. But in search of love, that's how I'm living. I want a girl to give me the same thing that I am giving to her. From now till the day I depart, she's got to be a red bone, a beautiful work of art. That is the way this type these views, like C.C. Williams on the Eyewitness News. I hate a girl that knows every guy. Before you introduce, he already says hi. I feel like touching a dead to grill, but that's ill. So doctor, chill. Cause if it's meant to happen, that's how it'll be. Sooner or later, you'll co-be with me.
She wants to be with me, and I know this for sure. I could tell as soon as she walks through the door. Swings and sways and shakes her stuff like jello. Waiting for EMV to say hello. Tight clothing, with everything hanging. And all the boys admit that you're well worth banging. Showing his open door, never walks to walk. She must be the most hard up in all New York. Like an angel, but then to keep the face. At least that's a pretty picture she will love to paint. She's extraordinary, definitely rare. And anywhere you want me, baby, I'll be there. I'll make you feel content. Fill you with bliss, send a single through your body with just one kiss. But if you don't show, I won't be stunned. Give your mother my number, I know she'll come.
Hey girl, if you wanna be with me, because I need someone to be with, someone to talk to. You don't wanna be with me, because you need someone to be with, someone to talk to.
I want a girl that'll turn me on. When I say go, I wanna hear her say gone. When I say leave, I wanna hear her say left. And if I say was it good, she better say death. Kind of girl that I am looking for. I really don't think there are any more. But if one appears one day, I walk up to her and check the place. I've been staring at you a while. And every time you see me staring, you crack a smile. The girl wanna be with me, it's true. If you didn't, I wouldn't be next to you.
So please stop perpetrating. Girl, I'm tired of waiting.
Hurry up, make a so-called move that you've been talking about, making girls show improve. There's really no need to talk about it. You know what I want, so what about it? We can either go fast or slow, cause I'll be in and out before you know.
You say you're resisting, but yet you're still kissing.
Everybody wants that I've been wanting you to kiss. Hey girl, here's a spot you missed.
So cold.
Hey girl, if you wanna be with me, because I need someone to be with, someone to talk to. You cold wanna be with me?
What's going on, people? It's Shamir and Brooklyn Black. February 23rd, you, of course, tuned in to pregame radio 347-857-4302. I'm just going to be hitting you guys in the head a whole bunch of music today, you know. Shout out to everyone who watched me on Twitter. Shout out to everyone who was over at the Space Palace last night. Shout out to the Sway Pig. You know, shout out to Big Bad, a.k.a. Jada Tech Guy. We definitely had a ball over there. Shout out to Ellis Ashbrook, Red Hawk Productions. Once again, threw together another one. So, you know, definitely some hotness. But like I said, I'll be hitting you guys in the head, you know. And, you know, some craziest, you know, some stuff you haven't heard in a while, you know. And, of course, the new favorites. You know what I'm saying? You know, something like this just to start off the mood, you know. We're going to party tonight. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Double up, yo. Uptown. Fish.
We'll be right back. I'm ready, slick, are you?
Oh yeah, take it down.
Girl, I must warn you, there's something strange in my mind.
Yo,
situation is
serious.
Let's kill it cause we're running out of time.
First things first, I pop, freaks all the honey, dummy, Playboy bunnies, those wanting money. Those the ones I like, cause they don't get Nathan but penetration. Unless it smells like sanitation. Garbage, I turn like doorknobs. Heart throb never, black and ugly as ever. However, I say coochie down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. And my jam knocking to Mr. Beachy. Girls pee-pee when they see me. Navajo creep me and they pee-pee. As I lay down laws like Allen Coffin. Stop it. If you think you're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friends, Papa, hit it. Then split it in two as I flow with the junior mafia. I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya. Versace shade watching ya. Once the grin, I'm in game begin. First I talk about how I dress is this and diamond necklaces. Stretch Lexus is the second, just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper. Help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you'll be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. Sick of that song on how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, major pain like Damon Wayne. Low down dirty even like his brother Keenan Scheming. Don't leave your girl around me, true player for real. Act Puff Daddy. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben's traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped CD changer with the cell. CD, me at 12. Where you at? Ripping job, playing car notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo?
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls, the envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in them, the finest women I love with the passion, your man's a wimp, I get that ass a good thrashing, high fashion, flying in the all state, sexing me while your man masturbates, isn't this great, your flight leaves at 8, a flight lands at 9, my game just rewinds. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. I'm not only a client, I'm the player president.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
One more chance.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
Bad boy, bad boy.
Yeah, pregame radio, definitely back in the building, 347-857-4302. You was dead smack in the middle of a custom-made Brooklyn Black throwback mix. You know what I'm saying? Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Last 4 digits, 1947. What's good? Who's this?
Hi, it is Tasha B. What is going on, Brooklyn Black?
Tasha B is back in the building. Wow.
I have to get on. I have to come. I have to come to the show tonight. Today's a very special day for me.
Wait. Before you say, I gotta do this.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Chase Baker, and every Friday night I'm locked in with Brooklyn Black and Tasha B on Pregame Radio. Feel me?
That's what I'm talking about.
So I believe I know what today is, but, you know, enlighten the listeners. You know, it's been a while. They haven't heard your voice, you know. Let them know what's going on.
Well, first of all, I want to tell everybody, hey, I miss you guys. Life has been crazy, but I'm still here. I'm doing well. Today's a very big day. Today's my son's 6th birthday. And for those of you who do not know, my son is special needs, so today's definitely a blessing to us. So I wanted to give a shout-out to my baby boy, Elias James, for his 6th birthday. Mwah, mama loves you.
Okay. It's great for you to be back. Like, you know, I was in the middle of my mix, and I saw you pop up. Wow. I'm pleasantly surprised.
I still want to put a foot in my ass.
I still want to put a foot in your ass, but right now I'm pleasantly surprised. You know, it's like I'm happy you're here, but I know I still have to put a foot in your ass. You know, I got to kick you down and fight the stairs to
just... Yeah, just take it one step at a time. Don't try to multitask. You know, that's
yeah, right now I'm enjoying your presence.
I am enjoying having my presence felt right now.
You know, it's great to have you back on Pregame Radio. You know, it's been a minute. You got Tasha B in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Let us know. I know you know you've been around, and you know crazy things have been transpiring as far as the news and shit. As far as what's going on, have you is there any story that stuck with you so far? You're like,
can I be honest with you?
Sure.
I have unplugged myself from media for a while. I mean, other than posting stuff on Facebook, really, like, I've been out of the loop, like, completely. If you told me that there was, like, World War III going on, then I would tell you I wouldn't know what was going on, because I'm blessed to live in the great land of America.
Well, one thing definitely missed last week, there was this former Navy Reserve LAPD officer who went on a rampage. And, you know,
oh,
this
I heard
dude,
about that guy.
You know, and the dude was pretty, he's pretty nice with it. You know, he was nice with his shit. And there's a whole bunch of jokes because he got to look like LL Cool J, so he was saying
yeah,
LL Cool J.
You know, it really tripped me out the fact that he was a black guy because of the simple fact of, you know, when the DC sniper incident happened, everybody was like, you know, of course, the stereotypical thing, if it's a sniper, then it can't be a black guy. And then when you see the face, it's like, wow, whoa, that's a black man. But hey, that was my biggest shock in it all. But the fact that he was military, it all made sense to me.
Shit, I'm not even military. It made sense. Like, yeah, that nigga was mad. He was angry. They fucked him over.
He was irate. Mad wasn't even a word for it. That was irate.
You know.
He had some personal vendettas with people.
Shout out to Wiz Khalifa, Amber Rose. Amber finally, after like 6 trimesters, had the baby.
I was going to say 6 years, but trimesters, I guess, that's better.
You know, because she was like Bonnie from Family Guy, just forever pregnant.
See, she was forever pregnant, and it seemed like Beyonce was pregnant, what, a week, maybe?
Yeah. Beyonce.
I don't know,
pregnant.
I guess she split some of her time with Amber.
You know, and hey, maybe Kim Kardashian's going to pop next week, we don't know.
Well, we'll see how that one goes. Let's see if she can pass that baby with Kanye's head. Did I say that on the air? Yeah, I did.
Ouch. And then, you know, with certain shit that Tasha B says, you know, it takes me off my train of thought as far as what I was going to play, because I was going to play LL Cool J from Shotzi, and then we started talking about Christopher Donner. So then I couldn't play it. And then I wanted to play, you know, something new. The new Kanye. Then she talked about Kanye's head. It's like
I still love his music. He just has a massive head. That's all.
But you know, We were trying to get you in the building last week because we had a dope female artist by the name Apollonia.
Okay.
And when I say she's like dope, she's dope.
I gotta listen to some of her stuff. Matter of fact, you gotta shoot some over to my email. It's the same email address.
Shoot some over to the email. It's a good thing I got you back, Kashi, because I got shit that needs to be done. I got shit in the works that's coming. And you know, as always, I need you around. I need you here.
Yeah. I kind of feel guilty after the last time you messaged me on Facebook and was like, I need you on the show on Friday. So it was like, you know what? This is the perfect time. And I caught you off guard because I know you weren't expecting for me to even think about coming on straight.
It's so cool, but you know what? Check this joint out. This is Apollonia's Hot Shit, and we'll be right back.
All right.
They up on me. Short attention span, cause y'all bitches is boring. I don't know what the fuck y'all want from me to say I'm cute as hell and good company. Bad as fuck and I'm sucker free. My shoe boot game be up to speed. Excuse me, do I know you're holding up? Let me light this L first. Just watch what you say, cause my tongue's with no filter. You know I'm a problem and didn't see it coming. I just played my part, roll up this bark and got high with the ceiling. 6 inches on couches, pussy wetter than water fountains. You get swerving on them niggas, we breaking off. Yeah, bitches swear, yeah, hot shit. I don't wanna hear that shit go that away. You get mad when I ain't answering all the questions that your man be in. Who am I in? Go ahead and ask again. I got 100K boys in my family, them. We don't sit, we stand on seats. My shoe game, you can't pick on me. If I ain't shopping, I'm rocking all the things that you knocking. 100 body, my posse, and I'm repping over that concrete. Bitches swear, yeah, hot shit. Apollonia, I'm top bitch. Y'all ain't fucking the niggas I fuck or getting the dick that I get. In silicone, me and them, we don't get along. Me and blowing on hella strong, purple, green, yellow, orange. That's right, be no lookout for that big apple coming to Twitter. Fuck with me, follow me on Twitter at Apollonia, Apollonia. Follow at Team Medina, TEAMMEDIA. Follow us, fuck with us.
Hold up, bitches in my dime. Taking hella long, bitch, give it to me now. Make that thing pop like it's in me over nine. Ooh, baby, like it raw with the shimmy, shimmy, yeah, huh? ASAP, get like me. Never met a motherfucker fresh like me. All these motherfuckers wanna dress like me. But the chrome to your dome, make you sweat like me. Cause I'm the nigga, nigga. Like how you figure, getting bigger and fucking bitches. She rolling switches, bought her bitches. I bought my niggas, they getting bent up off the liquor. She love my licorice, I let her lick it. They say money make a nigga act niggerish, but at least a nigga niggerish. I be fucking broads like I be fucking bald. Turn a dyke bitch out, have a fucking bars, bitch.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girl to the crib, maybe we can sell.
Hold up. Y'all not putting bitches on the remixes no more? Man, listen. Drop the beat.
I love big dick, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love big dick, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love big dick, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. If I'm in a bitch that's real, is a fucking problem. Bring that motherfucking head, bitch, I can solve it.
I like them tall, black dick, like a kickstand. And if I won't, should I take the next bitch, man? Ratchet in the club, but I get nothing but love. And this was way before they even knew who I was. Put your face in my pussy, put your fingers in my ass. A wet water kingdom when my pussy goes flat. Don't think it's over when it's over, it ain't over. Get that big dick up out the bed and bend me over. I popped the molly, now I'm sweating. So don't you be selling me dreams of big dick ass betting. Ain't trying to wipe you, I'm just trying to get my rocks off. I like it rough, pull my head, rip my top off. I've been a bad girl, I think that you should punish me. I'm on a pill, baby, don't stop, come at me. Beat it up, beat it from the back. A standing ovation when my ass go clap.
Make you think about all of the niggas you've been leading on. Make me think about all of the rappers I've been feeding on. Got a feeling that's the same dudes that we speaking on. Oh word, ain't heard my album, who you sleeping on? You should print the lyrics out and have a fucking read along. Ain't a fucking sing along unless you brought the weed along. And just, okay, I got it. And just drop down and get your eagle on. Or we can stay up at the stars and put the Beatles on. All the shit you talking about is not up for discussion. I will pay to make it bigger, I don't pay for no reduction. If it's coming from a nigga, I don't know, then I don't trust it. If you coming from my head, then motherfucker get the bussing. Yes, Lord, I don't really say this often, but this long dick nigga ain't for the long talking. I be.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girl to the crib, maybe we can solve it. Yeah, ho, this the finale. My pep talk turned into a pep rally. Say she from the hood, but she live in South Valley. Now vacated in Atlanta, then she going back to Cali. Got your girl on my line, world on my line. The irony, I fuck them at the same damn time. She eyeing me like a nigga don't exist. Girl, I know you want this, dick. Girl, I'm Kendrick Lamar, a.k.a. Benz is to me just a car. That mean your friends is need be up to par. See my standards are pampered by threesomes tomorrow. Kill them all, dead bodies in the hallway. Don't get involved, listen what the crystal ball say. Holly, Berry, hallelujah, holla back, I'll do ya.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girl to the crib, maybe we can solve it.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Yo, stop the music. It's your girl, Miss New Shoes, and I'm tuned in to Pregame Radio with my boy, Brooklyn Black Lady Still on Ebb, supporting real indie music. You know how they do. Now back to the music, baby. Please step off my shoes.
Yes, we're definitely back in the building, Pregame Radio. Brooklyn Black, Tasha B in the building. It's definitely amazing. Shout out to South Jersey, definitely showing Pregame Radio love. Shout out to all of y'all. Poetry and Lyrics, Allie Gray, Camille. It's a whole bunch of them, a whole bunch of poets, and you missed a whole lot of spoken words, Ms. Tasha B. You missed a whole lot of dope shit.
I won't
hold it against you, you know. You know, because as you can see, the females have also really been representing on pregame radio.
I see that. And speaking of female artists, one of the ones I've been following lately, she's getting bigger, of course. But for some reason, nobody can seem to break that threshold that Nicki has right now. But I've really been digging Azealia Banks lately, like listening to her stuff real heavy. I like her style a lot.
It must be my birthday. We got Tasha B, Brooklyn Black, and Eb is in the building. Eb, what's good?
Yo, what's poppin'?
Hi,
Tasha B, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm lovely, girl. Today is my little boy's 6th birthday, so I'm on cloud 9 right now, feeling so blessed.
Oh, that's what's up. What y'all did today? Y'all hung out? Y'all partied? What's going on?
We hung out. We tore Toys R Us up. Went shopping. I came home, made him a steak dinner. You know how many 6-year-olds, you know, get a steak dinner. And we just chilled and just had a nice, relaxed day. He had a party yesterday, and he's going to have another one tomorrow. So it's definitely a birthday weekend.
All right. That's what's up. Well, wish little man happy birthday for me, all right?
I definitely will.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know, so like I said, to me it's a very, very good show. We got, you know, it's been a while since we had Ev and Tasha be in the building at the same time, you know. And don't worry, Ladies Night's coming back, ladies and gentlemen, next month, probably March 29th. So mark it on your calendar, March 29th, Ladies Night, on pregame radio, which is, of course, Ev and the Ladies Pregame Radio kicking out the studio and take over for the night. You know, not a problem. I'll let them rock
and roll. I'm assuming that I've been nominated to appear that night.
Well, you know what? I'm in a great mood. I'm just saying the dates out there, if you're free and you can grace us with your presence, then by all means, we would, you know, it would be appreciated. I'm sure Ev would appreciate it, and other ladies would appreciate it also.
I'm guessing that's a nice way of saying you better be there on air.
Not at all. I'm just, like I said, if you're able to, it would be great. That's all I'm saying. 347-857-4302. Ev, you know, I was trying to bring Tasha B up to speed on a couple of artists that we've had on recently. Like, you know, I played that Apollonia joint, and I was hoping you get on because I was hoping you could tell her about the homie we had from where is she from, Canada?
Yeah, this motherfucker swore he told Black, I guess, I don't know whether it was him himself or his manager, told Black that he's been, you know, people compare him to Google. So, you know, I'm looking. I'm waiting to hear some serious shit, some crazy, wicked-ass fucking flow, ridiculous rhyme play, you know what I'm saying? And this nigga is, you know, his music sounded like he was reading off of, well, whoever wrote it, he was reading it straight from the pad, straight from the yellow legal pad. You know, it just sounded, he had no, there was no personality in his music. There was no, it was just nothing, man. It was just like, you know, like he was messing around, like a motherfucker that got some extra money and his parents don't have, you know, 3 cars. They only have 2 cars in a 4-car garage, so he got some extra space. And him and his friends, you know, on Saturday mornings, they go in there and, you know, mess around in their studio. You know, that's just what that shit sounded like. You know, it was real. It was horrible. It was horrible, and I wanted to really, you know, and when I was telling him how I was feeling about the music, how he was sounding, you know, you could tell he was tight. He was a little tight about it. But I really didn't give a fuck. He lucky I didn't disrespect him and just be like, yo, I don't know who the fuck told you sound like Guru, but, you know, they fucking lied straight up. You know, I know little kids out here in the hood that got more flow and personality than your ass. You know what I'm saying? And, he just was just real, you know, real whack. Don't go, you know, for you upstarts, you know, underground, don't go comparing yourself to nobody. Be you. You set a hard precedent when you try and compare yourself to somebody else, especially somebody like Guru. You're setting yourself up. Pardon me, I'm getting sick, y'all. You're setting yourself up for failure. Don't do it, man. Just don't do it. Be you. Build your shit up. Don't try to ride the tails of somebody else that you know you ain't even of that caliber.
Yeah, he definitely wasn't.
All right, so.
I just went in again. Like, we just played his music just now. Like, damn.
Yo, because once, because he actually, it was said in his press kit. His press kit said that he was compared to Guru. So, you know, I'm like, all right. I'm like, yo, that's a, you know, that's a pretty big, you know, claim to make. You know, Guru like that. You know, that nigga's a legend. You can't just, oh my God, like, Jesus Christ, get that nigga a lozenge. But
shut up.
You know, so. That's what I said in the press kit. So, and I was like, also, so like, yeah, he said he's as good as me. So, you know, and we played the track and we're like, that's it. You know, and I told him, you know, not to make such a claim because he damn sure ain't there yet. Not by a long shot, he wasn't there yet.
He couldn't even carry Guru's records on tour, okay? He ain't fucking good enough to do that, okay?
But what it sounded like to me is not that he even has a long way to go. It sounds like he needs to keep his day job because apparently it's just there for him. And the problem is that nowadays studio equipment and music software is so readily available.
Mm-hmm.
So readily available. So everybody thinks they're a rapper.
Right.
And quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of it. So if there's anybody out here that's listening right now and you're not really taking your rhymes seriously, or if your fan base is not taking your rhymes seriously and what you're doing seriously, if you don't eat, breathe, shit, like just live what you're doing, you don't need to be doing it. Just
mm-hmm.
honestly, that's the best advice I can give to all the people who shouldn't be rappers right now.
That's
stop
that
trying
sound
to be
advice. Spotted. That's sound advice right there. Real talk.
Oh, man. Pre-K Radio, 347-857-4302. Ed and Tasha B together again. It's great feeling. Reunited. Feels so good.
Can you say controversy?
Huh?
Can you say controversy?
Well, I don't know. It hasn't gotten controversial yet, but we'll be right back.
La música de Harry Styles.
Watch out!
Yes,
we
sir. Yeah.
Watch out! We run to ya.
I'm flying all throughout New York City and shit.
Watch out! We run
about to check
to
the
ya.
Homie Novi and Queen.
We run to
yeah.
Watch
about to stop over in D-Challenge, Brooklyn.
Watch
what's good, what's
with?
Yeah.
Watch out!
Yes, sir. I spit it from the stomach. I injure whoever want it. You know I keep it 100. These riders do not want it. They talk a lot of shit behind my back, this and that, but I don't let that shit come down like fucking Pity Pat. I'm on some other rap. I'm on another cloud. I scream my name out. Black millions. I scream it loud. I'm finna make this money. I'm finna make the cash. These niggas talk a lot of shit until we just approach their ass. Then it's like, nah, homie, we don't want it. We heard you from NY. You going off 100 miles per hour. I keep it going when I'm on it, cause I don't never stop. My shit is strictly for blocks that ain't never had shit.
Yes,
my flow's backwards.
Uh-huh.
I spit freestyles that make a lame back flip. And you will hit the ground with the ease. I'm the illest dude, just chilling under my breeze.
Be prepared to put in work when you run with me, cause I'm up for night like I'm Kennedy. You think I'm funny, actually, you are the parody. Apparently your gimmicks are a tragedy for fantasy. And why does it like no other? And I ride with my brother. It don't matter if these haters are a dime a dozen. I only need two wearables cause I'm steady buzzing.
I'm realer, chillin' with my triller niggas. Gorilla, winters in the elevators. Individual lead, put it down, B. Boogie down, B, swagger in the SB. I'm a grindaholic, to y'all all a danger. Cause I get worked out like a personal trainer. I ain't stopping till the squad is big and new. You're just stopping, standing out until my homies big and up north.
You faggot rappers don't clap. The only time you squeeze a pump during an asthma attack. We laughing at that, pointing fingers, embarrassing cats. New York fell off, so I'm here to put it back on the map. See, I can chill up in the club and get crunk. I represent the outside of the club where niggas be busting their guns. Basically, what I'm saying is once that crunk shit is over, you gotta come outside and deal with all the thugs and the soldiers and plus. We drunk and we sober, we looking to start shit. You got that look in your face like, where did I park at? I'm a vet and I ain't even come out yet. Ain't nothing for free, y'all niggas better cut my check. Who fuckin' with me? Let's see the way I flow the track. With gritty life in the building, niggas walk out the back. I got Jay Black with me, Jay Stack with me, A-Dash with me, and my nigga Pro Killer Young Shot.
My hood is where it's live at. Stacks on deck, promise you can find that. There's a couple hating dudes, never mind that. Timberland prints, I'll leave them on your spine back. Jeans sagging, usual shit. Elevating other niggas, though they losing the grip. Calling audible, I can get a few when you hit. They on the building, plus I got a few with a whip. Check, Capricorn, so my movements are swift. Humble niggas tag, I'm about to cool as my wrist. 38 special, plus I got a roof of a six. Wrong move and I holler a maneuver a rib. The only way to do it is big. Me and my team, we the present and the future, you dig. Act up, I send a few to your crib. 16 shots, I'ma leave a few in your leg.
Yeah, it's a mega high stuff, niggas running shit. Take a look at the team that I'm running with. GL4L till I'm in the moon. Young style coming to a nigga, give me more. The nigga rap before I kill a good queen. My life is a lifestyle, Dino McSteen. Down south serving these real good scenes. Showing these niggas what greedy like me. Watch how I break it down, rockin' with my own sound. Rapping for a little town, I ain't back on the mound. That's right, jump style, see the nigga running shit.
Yeah, pre-game radio, we're back. That was Roxy Blue with Lonely. Shout out to Roxy Blue. Hope she drops something else. But anyway, got Evan, of course, Natasha be in the building. You know, it's like going back. You know, the three of us haven't been together in quite some time. you know, I think it's been maybe a couple of years.
It ain't been no couple of years, nigga. It's
all
been a while.
Well,
maybe last year. Maybe last year or something like that. I don't know. And
yeah,
it's about to be.
Year, not
years. Yeah, it's yeah, basically a year, not
well,
no
shit.
Year.
We're in the new year, shit.
And it's about to be two because I don't want to jinx myself and say that I'm coming down with the flu, but I feel absolutely horrible right now. I've been having hot and cold flashes. Yo, we don't be fucking with the swine, so, I don't prepare swine and shit like that, so it's not that. I'm hoping it's not fucking influenza, period, because you know niggas is nasty. People still cough into their hands and then go and touch public shit instead of coughing into the crook of their arm and, you know, nobody wants to take the 20 seconds it takes and do under the nails and in between the fingers. People walk down the street and just cough into the air. You think because you're coughing into the air, it's going to just blow away. No, motherfucker, it blows in some fucking body else. What are you doing? I hate when people do that shit. You know, don't cough in the fucking air.
I can't stand it. Like, it makes my skin crawl if I'm, like, in a store, I'm in public somewhere, and somebody just starts coughing and they're not covering their mouth. It's like, I would prefer if you did at least use your hands, but you're not using nothing. You're just spraying, like.
Yeah, man. And so being that I have been on public transportation at least several times this week, there is a slight possibility that I have picked up a bug. But I am going to practice my self-healing and get myself well. I ain't going to let it get me down. Make sure I get out, get my fresh air and all that other good shit. But I'm going to try and hold on as long as I possibly can. I want to give a shout out to you, Tasha B. It's good to hear you back on the line. I hope we can make this a regular thing. I'm not going to push my luck. And, you know, I'm just going to say I'm hoping so. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. Because not that I mind being the only one who really don't be giving a fuck what a person thinks. But, you know, it's my job to come up here and tell the truth and be completely honest. But it's good to have company, you know. It's just nice to have company at times, you know.
Yeah, and I know, and life has been just so crazy for me, but it's like now I'm at such a good place where I'm just settled, like, all I basically do is just work, come home, chill. Like, you know, I have the time for it now because it seems like everything in my life is at a place where it needs to be right now. So I'm just blessed, and I'm trying to just continue to share those blessings with Free Game Radio and you guys as well.
That's a good thing. That's definitely a good thing. That's what's up. So definitely shout out to you. Shout out to my mom, who is traveling out in Washington, D.C. for the week at a conference. You know, she got her hands into all types of things, and she's doing big things. So shout out to her. Shout out to my mommy. I want my mommy. I don't feel good.
How are you feeling?
I want to give a shout out to Baltimore Sun. That Baltimore Friends joint is how I'm feeling it. Let me see. Is anybody else? I want to shout out Jack. You know who you are. I don't know. It's a slight possibility I can be in love with you. I don't know yet. I got to review it. But shout out to you, Jack.
Yo.
I guess it's Jeremy on that one.
Wow. Yo, it ain't even springtime yet. Love is in the air already.
Nah, that's a
flu.
That could be just a flu.
It's not. It's when it's cold, you crave that cuddling. Like,
you know, when it's hot, you don't want somebody up underneath you. But when it's cold, you need that extra body heat. Like, we good until about the end of April, beginning of May, and it's like, eh, a little hot.
Yeah. And it's definitely not when July rolls around.
Oh, when July rolls around, you got to be free anyway for 4th of July. So that's when you hit them with that line, you know, it's not you, it's me. I just need some time.
That's when huffing season is over.
That's funny. That's what's up.
That's the
up,
end
though.
Of huffing season.
And then you spend the rest of the summer trying to get it in, you know, catch up with all the cuties and shit. So then once September
exactly.
comes, things
but
start
look,
to settle
fall,
down again.
Yeah, I was about to say, when fall comes, you got to start looking for it. You got to start, you know, narrowing those numbers down. Like,
yeah,
right.
basically.
The cuffing season is all over again, you know? Yo, cuffing
look,
season
we can't be
like
giving away too
sport.
Many secrets, Tasha B. Don't let somebody
right,
get away.
That's not a secret, though.
No
that's
more.
That's exactly how cuffing season
yo.
Works.
You know, okay, it's not so much a secret, but our individual methodologies, that's the secret. We can't be telling you the method of shit. We could tell you how shit go, we ain't going to tell you the method, all right? We can show you how some shit work, but we ain't going to show you where the fucking cogs are, okay?
Exactly.
Now, that's
you
that.
Want the truth, you can handle the truth.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is just, yeah, this is the yeah. 347
You better call backup, son. Briggs!
I don't need no backup. I don't need no backup. I ain't scared of y'all niggas, man.
Ah, you should.
347-857-4302. It's free game radio. As you can see, they ganging up on your boy Brooklyn Black. But it's all good. I stand till I ain't running, but we'll be right back.
With a couple yards to go, I'm large with dough. I keep a couple yards to blow. Not long ago, I kept a couple songs to show the monster flow. Come on, dog, y'all should know. I'm feeling strange in the veins. There's something off with yo. So many lanes in the game now, it's hard to blow. I never cheat on these streets, that's the honor code. But gimmicks and images by the beats, I'm on to those. I should be on the globe. I had sit downs with record execs, offering checks to sponsor dough, and never heard nothing back, man. Forget connecting the dots. I'm trying to gobble up the block like Pac-Man. They threw the battery pack on my back, man. A pack in my left hand, a gat in my lap, man. They go a fast stack if you act whack, man. But I smashed that plan and I gave it back, man. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough. I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough. I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough. I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. There really ain't nothing left to say, dog, except that it's my time. So I whine with my behind, been taking my time. And my rhymes have got to be the greatest of my time. In my mind, they hate to see a brother get my shine. And my kind, stay on the grind and tell the sun up. Been feeling peaceful lately, but please, brother, don't run up. In the mornings, I gotta see my wife and son up. To see their face every day, I blaze and keep the gun up. But that's a different story, whole type another situation. Let's flip the script to the dilemma that this brother facing, fighting with the fact that I might never be on. I know dues and your deals never tight without bond. It ain't hate, cause I don't feel they got a right to belong. In the same light as me, that's why I'm writing this song or reciting it. My 10 days, I'm slightly beyond, right or wrong. I know the game ain't gon' like when I'm gone, but I'm gone. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just
best may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Yeah, this is the Baltimore Sun, man. And I say all that to say this. Don't forget where you came from, man. You got plenty of dudes out here inking deals, and they lose sight of realities.
Keep it real, man.
They lose sight of the people that was down with them in the trenches, you know? New friends, new ends, new shows. But when the money gone, the people gone too, you know? Then you're gonna come back to those people that was once down. But those familiar faces gonna turn the frowns. They only want you while you high, babe.
That's the truth, man.
Please believe me.
I see it happen so many times.
Cause a dude don't got a deal. Don't make him the real deal.
Feel me?
Baltimore Sun.
Cause
I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough. I'm patient.
Yeah, get drunk. Finally, sit. DJ Flavor, L Beats. Check it out. Yeah. Yeah. Come on. That's right. To the east. To the west. Dirty South. Pop bottles and let's get loose. Grab the nouveau, grab the Grey Goose. Pop the Sky Vodka and the cranberry juice. In the VIP, we love to get loose. Listen up for what I'm here to introduce. Here's that Red Bull that give you the boost. Now you want to wild out, put your hands up. You know we ain't tripping off a half a cup. See Shorty over there with that donkey butt. Got 100 bottles right here, tearing it up. New York City, we back, here we go again. I got the juice and gin and we can mix it in. Let's get drunk, drunk, drunk. Let's get drunk. With that brown skin shade. Me and my dudes popping that ace of spades. Got that Ciroc with a twist of lemonade. Got a couple of racks for that sexy barmaid. Damn, yo, the party's off the hook. My squad's so drunk, somebody gon' get booked. The bottle's lined up, yo, we got that look. We killing off the bar, yes, it's off the book. We got the black card, 100 racks and better. Don't hate on your boy, I got mine together. Drinking Grand Marnier in all types of weather. Drinking Opus One and everything's better. Just pass me the Bell V. Shorty right there drinking Island Iced Tea. Know she kinda drunk, but she really likes me. Them haters right there trying to really spike me. I'm popping all these bottles, they can really bite me. I do the right thing like the boss Spike Lee. I stay flossed up, so you know I'm icy. Got the drinks on glow, Mike bagging wifey. Yo, she feeling kinda tipsy, now she wanna hype me. Watch my talk, hit her with incredible haul. Now she in my Lambo with that sexy wall. I had to bang her out quick, now she starting to talk.
Let's get drunk. Let's get drunk. Let's get drunk.
Game Radio, that was brand new Rampage, Flip Most Squad, Let's Get Drunk. God, Ebentasha B in the building. And as always, it's become Ebentasha B against Black on something.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
you know, you put yourself in that position. Cut it out. Well, trying to play the victim. Cut it the fuck out.
I am the minority here.
Right. Yo, that last joint was hot just now. I like that shit.
It was.
Yeah, when I was listening to it, because, you know, I really think I need to go ahead and just go to film school for like a year and start directing these videos and shit. Because I'm a visual person, so when I hear things, when I smell shit, when I, you know, I see shit, I start getting visuals in my head. And for this whole song, I'm listening, and I just saw, like, a whole bunch of kids, like, just, like, in a big-ass gym or big-ass warehouse, and just old-school dancing, just dance. You know what I'm saying? Just dance off. Everybody coming, doing their own shit, new hot shit, whatever. And I was thinking that way because, in a sense, I'm not going to front. I've been watching those Harlem Shake videos. I can't lie. Some of them shit is really, you know, real fucking funny. I like them. But at the same time, I feel bad because it's a poor misrepresentation of actual Harlem Shake. It's a poor misrepresentation of Harlem. It doesn't, you know, that has people, when people hear Harlem now, they're going to think those stupid-ass fucking videos. They're not going to think of the landmark place that Harlem is. They're not going to think of all the popular hot dances that a lot of times comes from them kids up town. They just be nice with their shit. I saw a video of kids just fucking dancing in the fucking street, stopping traffic and all that shit, and that was the most beautiful thing to me. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the niggas uptown. I love y'all. I love you all, them niggas. Word up. But, I mean, so it's just like it's fucked up. It's real fucked up. And I'm trying to figure out how the shit started from the rip. How did this whole thing come, this whole Harlem Shake shit come into play?
That is a good question.
You know, so it's like, but like I said, it's bad because people, like I said, when they, and if you look at some of the videos, there's actually one or two where a person is actually doing the Harlem Shake in that fucking video. But, I mean, for the most part, people, y'all got to know that's not Harlem, yo. That's not the real, that ain't got nothing to do with Harlem. Trust me, that's some made up other bullshit, but some other nigga, but it ain't Harlem, you hear me? Word.
Shit's still funny though.
Yeah, they are. They,
you know, like,
them shit is hot.
As a matter of fact, I just shared one on Facebook just a few minutes ago. As a matter of fact, this is another Brooklyn resident. Chaos, of course, I know you know Chaos Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just saw that one.
I just shared that one. It was adorable because, you know, it had the kids in it and everything.
Okay, that's what's up.
But I definitely was expecting the Harlem Shake, and I didn't see it anyway. It was just like, you know, spazzing out rock star style.
Right.
I would love to know, like, as you said, I would love to know where this started, like, what caused it, like, what. First of all, what woke up the whole Harlem Shake, just, I guess,
well,
movement?
Well, there's some guy named Bacchus or whatever his name is, and he's some Dominican nigga from uptown, apparently, and the song that they play is an actual record. You know, you could put his name in, or you could put that in and YouTube it, and it'll come up that's the actual record. You know, it's like 4 or 5 minute record. But what I'm trying to figure out is how, you know, who listened to that record? Who was the first motherfucker that listened to that record? Was like, yo, for the first couple of minutes of that record, you're going to get a person up there with a helmet. They're going to start off a stupid dance. Everybody else going to be minding their business. And then when the beat drop, we just going wild fuck out. I'm trying to figure out whose shit is that. Who came up with that whole shit right there? Okay? I'm trying to figure out why Wiz Khalifa tattooed his, you know, his son's nickname on his face, on his head, on his forehead, even though it's in the corner. You know, why the fuck is, you know, oh man, y'all killing me with these face tattoos. Y'all really fucking killing me. What kind of employment you think you gonna have, man? You ain't gonna be making Wiz. You are not gonna be making fucking records forever, son. It's just not gonna happen. You ain't gonna be 40 something years old. Listen, not for nothing. No 40-year-old motherfucker should be out there making records. At this point, you should be producing. You should be getting talent. You should be rounding the talent up. By now, you should be somewhat of a well-rounded individual, you know, having put out a couple of joints, did a little traveling, whatever.
And if you if you do happen to be putting out records at that age, you should already be considered a GOAT or a legend. You know, if you're not in that category, as the same advice I gave to the up and coming rappers I gave earlier, quit your day job, find something,
word
quit that job, or stick to your day job, and try to find something better for you because this is good for you.
Word up. Or ghostwrite. I mean, you know, ghostwrite. I mean, because in all reality, you know, you get to a certain age and you get brilliant because your vocabulary is expanded. You have more words, you have more wordplay, you have a better way of putting your shit together. You know, you've had enough experiences to make a nigga like, oh shit, what that nigga just said? You know, then ghostwrite. But at 40 years old, I you shouldn't just, nah, man, not as a rapper. Not as a rapper. I mean, if you want to DJ, that's something different because you don't get up there and perform. You just take the music and you work it together. You're not performing. You're not on stage. You're not doing none of that. If you want to DJ, that's fine. But to just be getting on the scene and rapping at 39, 40, or to still be out there and wearing tight jeans and your hat backwards and shit, oh, come on, bro, the fuck up. That's just
I'm really just hoping that this baby is going to bring some sort of grounding to Wiz because, I mean, quite honestly, as an artist, I adore him. His style, I do adore, but I do realize that all of this stuff is going to go away. Like, first of all, he got the tattoo on his face, but before he did that, he went and put that badass tattoo underneath his chin. That right there, to me, I feel like this. Every tattoo that I've gotten has been symbolic of something very important in my life, and I'm trying to understand the reasoning behind it. Like, I'm starting to feel like a lot of these rappers have so much discretionary income, and they don't have the proper people guiding them on their careers that they're just blowing it and they're ruining their lives. I'll bring up Lil Wayne on this one because I actually had like an inside line on what had happened to him when he had those strokes during mid-flight. I'm really concerned about Wayne because I feel like he's so talented, but he's reached such a level of superstardom that it's ruining his whole psyche. Like, even if you listen to his music, it's starting to change. The seizures, I know all of this stuff was induced by the type of lifestyle that he's living because Wayne is way too young to just be having natural health issues, you know? It's how you're treating your body. And a lot of these people that you're saying, you know, when you're 40, you don't need to be rapping, a lot of them are not going to be able to rap. They're barely going to be able to keep, you know, their shit in their pants without having to wear a diaper.
Right.
If they keep this up. And it's kind of crazy the way that the industry is going right now because it's not being built for longevity at any point because everybody's becoming a one-hit wonder or a one-decade wonder at the max. And then all of a sudden they're falling off the map, and they're on the next episode of Where Are They Now? And I just feel like that's the direction that's going to happen with Wiz if he doesn't get a grasp on reality. And I really hope that this child is going to do it for him because it's calmed Amber down. Hopefully it'll do the same for him.
Mm-hmm. Well, please and blessings to them, of course, on the birth of their child. But, you know, the two of them, he needs to just become a little more mature. I'm not saying, you know, he got to act like he's somebody's daddy now, but he got to act like, but he just got to, his whole stick now, it seems immature. Dude, you a dude with a child now with this grown-ass woman. You know, you got to mature a little better. You got to mature a little better. I'm hoping the baby, too. Pardon me. I'm hoping the baby, too, will bring about that. It usually does. It does bring about a different level of maturity to a person because you realize just really how responsible, you have to become now and you have to be now. It's like somebody is totally dependent upon you for everything. So maybe this will bring a little change in how he conducts himself, you know, how he be dressing and shit, the weird ass fucking outfits and all that other bullshit. That's just not fucking cool. And I'm sick of you men wearing your little leather skirts and shit. You're
not
in fucking Ireland.
Stop it. No clue. All right,
you're not
no
in fucking Ireland, exactly, and you're not fucking Irish. Cut it the fuck out. You're kilt, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Leave that shit the fuck alone. Stop. Yo, y'all are doing irreparable damage to hip hop. It's going to come to a point where you're going to have 3 year olds coming out with fucking hip hop, and it's going to sell a million records, or it's going to get a million hits, or a million whatever, just because there's no quality. There's no standard. There's no standards being set, and nobody being held to a certain standard when it comes to this rap now, to this music. Everybody's just out there, and everything is fucking, I mean, come on, you know, just really fucking enough already.
But you know what? I attribute that to so many different things. Like, number one, everything at this point, I'm not going to say that we're exhausted when it comes to talent, but it's getting to a point where everything is starting to become repetitive because there have been so many people out there.
Right.
Now, another issue that I'm starting to have is that I'm watching the management of these people, and either, A, they're not paying their management enough to actually be there and managing them, because
mm-hmm.
a lot of talented people are really incapable of managing their own lives because their talent is so, it's almost like an idiot savant. Their
right.
talent is so amazing that it overpowers their ability to judge right and wrong, and that's why
mm-hmm.
a manager is supposed to be there. And I feel like these labels need to start taking responsibility for what it is they're putting out there because, for example, if you're Walmart, you're Vizio, you're whoever, whatever company, Ford, you're putting a vehicle out there, you're putting a television out there, you're putting a product out there, you're responsible for it. You're
right.
responsible for what it delivers, if it's faulty, if it, you know, causes a problem, and then they issue recalls. The problem is that these managers are not issuing recalls. They just letting them just slide with all their malfunctions and just
right.
ignoring it and trying to patch it up instead of fixing the root problem. And the root problem
right.
is these kids need management because they really are kids, and they've never been able to deal with this amount of attention or money and they don't know what to do with it. I look back at, like, the older days, and I know in some aspects the way the music industry worked in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, it was pretty jacked up as far as, you know, artists not, you know, receiving their
royalties,
pay properly,
yeah.
their royalties, mm-hmm. their rights to their songs, and, you know, things like that being stolen. But their managers busted their ass, and that's the reason why they got paid the way that they did, because of the simple fact that they earned it. When you had an artist that was overdosing or out here sleeping with young girls or whatever, that manager stepped in like, hey, yo, you fucking up. But the problem
right.
is not, it's like, nah, you're not fucking up. You're just making it in the media. You cool. Like, it's cool to get locked up. It's cool to get caught with drugs. It's cool to walk through a body scanner with a gun and think you're going to make it. Like, I don't understand where stupidity began to become, you know, cool. Like,
right.
I don't understand that concept, like, cool and stupid. They not supposed to coincide. You know,
right.
but that's just the world
exactly.
we're living in now. I feel like management needs to take responsibility for these artists and stop leaving them out there wet and dry, like, you know, just hanging in the breeze, like, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
True.
He's in the media.
You know,
his music is selling. She's locked up. Her music is selling. You know, that's
right.
not the point. It's not all about dollars. Like, yeah, dollars are important, but, you know,
that's
are you
not
taking
the whole
care of artists
gotta...
so they can have longevity?
Right, you got to cultivate them. You got to cultivate their talent and
yes.
their craft. And I think an appropriate song to be played right now would be Slick Rick's Hey Young World, because everything you just said can basically be summed up in that record right there. What do you
yep.
say, Black? Put that shit on, nigga. Put it on. Let's go.
Yo, you make the demands on motherfucking ladies' night.
I'm going to make the demands whenever
whatever,
I'm on the motherfucking show.
Damn to hell.
Okay, nah, Tasha B, it ain't even got to be about it being special. Nigga, you do what the fuck you're supposed to do. You're the one on the switchboard. You do what the fuck you get told, period. Put the fucking Slick Rick and Young World on.
I'll put whatever I want to put on.
After you play the Slick Rick Young World.
Whatever I want to play.
Yeah,
okay, party people in the house. You're about to witness something you've never witnessed before. Yes, it's the original human beatbox, Dougie Fresh, and his partner, the Grand Wizard, MC Ricky D. D, and that's me in the place to be. And we're going to show you how we do it for 85 Kick It Live, all right? Because I got a funny feeling you're all sick of all these crab rappers biting their rhymes because they're backstabbers. But when it comes to me and my friend Doug Fresh here, there is no competition because we are the best, yeah. Finesse and press, which we approve. And y'all will realize that we are the move. So listen close, so you all don't miss as we go a little something like this. Hit it! Oh, yeah. You know what? La-di-da-di. La-di-da-di. La-di. La-di. You know what? Yo, peep this. La-di-da-di. We like to party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just the men that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic. What? For all of y'all, keeping y'all in health, just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. Cause it's cool when you cause a cozy condition, and that we create, cause that's our mission. So listen to what we say, because this type of shit, it happens every day. I woke up around 10 o'clock in the morning. I gave myself a stretcher, a morning yawning. Went to the bathroom to wash up, had some soap on my face and my hands upon a cup. I said, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the top choice of them all? There was a rumble dumble. 5 minutes it lasted. The mirror said,
"You are, you conceited bastard."
But that's true. That's why we never have no beef. So then I washed off the soap and brushed the gold teeth. You know I love Olay because my skin gets pale. And then I got the files for my fingernails. Due to the night and on my behalf, I put the bubbles in the tub so I could have a bubble bath. Clean, dry was my body and hair. I threw on my brand new Gucci underwear. For all the girls I might take home, I got the Johnson's baby powder and the Polo cologne. Fresh dressed like a million bucks, threw on the Bally shoes and the fly green socks. Stepped out my house, stopped short. Oh no, I went back in, I forgot my Kango. And then I dilly,
Sally.
I ran through her.
Sally.
I bumped into my old girl,
Sally.
From the
Sally.
This is a girl plays hard to get. So I said, what's wrong? Cause she looked upset. Now what was I to do? She's crying over me and she was feeling blue. I said, don't cry, dry your eye. Here comes your mother with those two little guys. Her mean mother stepped upset to me.
Hi.
Looked Sally in the face and decked her in the
eye.
Punched her in the belly and stepped on her
feet.
Slammed the child on the hard concrete. The bitch was strong, the kids was gone. Something was wrong. I said, what is going on? I tried to break it up. I said, stop it, leave her. She said, if I can have you, she can't either. She grabbed me closely by my sock, so I broke the hell out like I had the chicken pox. But she gave chase. She caught up quick. She put a finger in the face of MC Rick. She said, why don't you give me a plane so we can go cruising in my OJ? And if you give me that okay, I give you all my love today. Ricky, 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 can't you see? Somehow your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your jazzy ways. Oh, MC Rick, my love is here to stay. And on and on and on, she kept on. The bitch been around before my mother's born. I said, cheer up. I gave her a kiss. I said, you can't have me. I'm too young for you, miss. She says, no, you're not. Then she starts crying. I says, I'm 19. She said,
stop lying.
I says, I am. Go ask my mother. And with your wrinkled pussy, I can't be a lover. To the tick-tock, you don't stop. To the tick-tick, and you don't quit. Hit it.
Hey, young world,
the world is yours.
Hey, young world,
the world is yours.
Young world,
the world is yours.
Young world,
it may cause concern, it's
for all in me.
Why don't you listen and learn?
Love seems happy.
That once was strong,
but you see,
even that's turned wrong.
Times have changed.
Hey, it's cool to look bummy and be a dumb dummy and disrespect your mommy.
Have you forgot?
Who put you on this earth, huh?
Who brought you up proud?
And who loved you since your birth? Reward is a brainwash, keep going wild. Young little girls already have a child.
Bad company.
Hey, now you've been framed.
Your parents have hurt you.
Hurted and ashamed.
For ruining yourself.
And your mommy can't cope. Hey, little kids, don't follow these dopes.
As a rule from a non-fool.
Your life don't drool. Don't be a fool like those that don't go to school.
Get ahead
and accomplish things. You'll see the wonder and the joy life brings.
Don't admire people.
Hey, they don't admire you. Their time's limited, hard rock too. So listen, be strong, scream whoopee-doo. Go for yours, cause dreams come true.
And you'll make your mommy
so proud of you too.
And this is the lesson
that the ruler you know, Rick threw, you know, and it's true.
You know what?
You're a disgust, you know someone that I can trust.
You'd feel my well.
And you'd run and buy some dust and
plus, I must say,
big shot you're not. Your friends are talking and I'm hearing that your girls are what? You didn't know? Go steal and rob.
And while you're at
go get a suit for a job. You see you're acting like this urge is demanding.
I'm always up.
Have some understanding. Society's a weak excuse for a man.
It's time for the
now it's time to take the stand. Believe it or not, the Lord still shines on you. He
guides you.
And he watched you as you grew plus.
At the age of
a little child, that's true. But folks your age don't act like you do. So
be mature.
And put the boy through a hole.
And if you're over 18,
I wish you'd act like an adult.
Don't live in a world
of hate, hate, hate.
Pull yourself together
and get yourself straight.
Men don't steal.
Hey, most don't borrow.
And if you smoke crack,
your kids will smoke crack tomorrow.
So be more mature.
Make
your own money.
Hey, be proud, that's yours.
You know why? Cause that's a man.
That brain's no spice.
Staying out of trouble
when it comes in sight.
And a man never loses a fight.
In God's sight, cause righteous laws are overdue. And this is the message that the ruler Rick threw. And it's true.
Should be in the house, and you know they're here giving y'all some knowledge, you know. So I just fell back, I just let them go at it, you know. They actually, you know, they hit y'all in the head with some shit that y'all really need to pay attention to, especially up and coming artists who's been around in a while, artists who's waiting for their big break. Y'all niggas need to listen to what they tell y'all. Even especially people trying to be slick with their shit and play the field, they giving you knowledge on custom season. They's trying to help you out, so please pay attention and take heed to what the ladies tell you. But wow, it just happened. It's already 11:55. So, ladies, do you have any final words of wisdom before we get up out of here tonight?
I definitely do, because you just said something just now that just struck like a chord with me when you just said for everyone to listen to what we had to say because we knew what we were talking about. And I'm glad you listened to Evan played that because that was definitely Like, it just summed up everything we had to say, like, even down to the health. I was listening to that. It was just like, wow, like, you know, it's amazing. But with that being said, I want to thank everybody who's listening tonight. Brooklyn, I want to thank you for having me back on the show. Eb, you as well. Thank you guys
so much for
being family. You know, as much as time goes by, we got on the air like it was nothing, like it had been, you know, just 2 days since we spoke. So I'm just really happy to be a part of the pregame family, and I'm glad you guys still love me. You know, I love you guys. It's always love. You know, I'm far away from home. I'm down south, but, you know, it's always still Brooklyn.
All right. That's no doubt. I'm definitely glad you was up here. So I don't have any more words of advice other than it's better to be pissed off than pissed on, unless that's your thing. All right? So that's all I got to say about that, you know. And once again, I want to say good night, Jack.
As always, you know, fellas, don't be a fool. Drop your tool. Ladies, don't walk for the scam. Protect your clam. Arrive alive, don't drink and drive. I want to give a big shout out to Miss Tasha B. She's back, ladies and gentlemen. Ev, as always, holding the brother down. Hit me on Twitter, Brooklyn Black. I'm on Instagram as Brooklyn_Black. Of course, on Facebook. Artists, get at me. pregameradio@gmail.com. Ladies night, March 29th. I'm going to do another spoken word a couple weeks before that, so definitely stay tuned for that. And other than that, yo, like I said, people, be safe. We get up out of here. If you up in the Tri-State area, grab an umbrella and your winter coat. It's raining and it's cold. Don't know how it is down south, but everyone else, man, enjoy your weekend. We up out of here. Peace.
Deuces.
Initiating shutdown sequence.